welcome to the Blind Handyman Show, recording at the Little Ranch House right here on Southwood Drive in Lufkin, Texas. Show number 91, right?
Yes, it is.
Lord.
Okay, it's August 31st, 2004, everybody. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about building, repairing, and maintaining, all designed, of course, with the blind in mind. The host for the Blind Handyman Show, ladies and gentlemen, Don Patterson.
Yes, sir. Well, hi there, Thomas. Did you say August the 1st?
No, I said August 31st.
Oh, August the 31st.
It was like October 31st, though, outside.
Anyway, this strange weather in August, but great weather today.
I love it, love it. Don Shaw. Hi there.
I'm liking these cool mornings myself now, Tom Houston.
Well, I'll tell you what, I do, too. I'm Tom Houston, by the way.
He do, too.
And speaking of he do, too, here comes the creator and the producer of the Blind Handy Man Show, Phil Parr.
It's hard to believe I know. It's So, what else is going on? And Don Patterson, tell us your ball game story. Watching the ball game. And listening to Milo on the radio.
We have a great announcer, and if you're a Houston Astros baseball fan, and Milo Hamilton is probably in his late 70s.
He is old, man.
For 100 years. He used to work for Pittsburgh, maybe. And anyway, and so I used to, before I had satellite TV, do that very same thing, watch the game on TV and listen to the radio announcers.
Yeah.
And so now that I have a satellite system, I whooped it on there, and Milo was talking, you know, and he goes, and he hits it long. It's going way back. It's going. It's out of here. And I'm watching TV, and the batter's still in the batter's box. And then I see the pitch, and he starts running. So
yeah,
I guess we're on a 12 or 2 or 3 day delay.
I'd say it's about 6 second delay, especially in East Texas. We don't get the...
And so it's not any fun anymore.
We don't get the Grand Ole Opry till Tuesday night up here.
Yeah, no kidding.
6 o'clock news comes on at 7:15.
Yeah.
So anyway, I learned something.
That satellite, there'd be... I can't remember. Conley now could tell you exactly how much delay there is, I think.
Well, we will
probably
ask him. Yeah, he's our resident savant. He knows.
Seems like he was telling us one time how much. Anyway, there's a delay between the time, you know, that it's saying something is done and it gets back to you from the satellite. That's
That'll
a long
be
way up there.
A question for him for the fall weekend edition, won't it?
Coming up in November, where we're going to be in Houston, Texas in November, folks. November 5th. Coming in on 5th and have a good thing on the 6th. And Saturday afternoon to 6th at 3 o'clock, we're going to do a Cooking in the Dark show.
All right.
And then have a big party that night. Play a little music. John Justice will be there, and Malia Dubay will be there, and I will be, and Don Patterson. And anyway, Sunday morning, we're going to record the 100th Blind Handyman Show. If you want to know about it, give us a call. We'll be glad to tell you about it. 936-634-9500. Do what?
100 shows. It may be time to retire.
I said 100 shows. Sounds like we got a steady job or something.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe.
It is hard to believe.
Sure is.
100 shows. I had something else I was going to tell you about, but I can't remember. Let me tell my joke.
Oh, why not?
Why not? Guy's
bragging about this hearing aid he got. Really great hearing aid. Really like it. Cost $3,500. And his friend said, what kind is it? And he said, 415.
I had heard that one somewhere.
I may have. I actually read it and read it. I can't believe I'm quoting
it. You probably heard it from him.
You didn't hear it from me because that's the first time I'd heard it. That's actually a new joke. I've got lots of old ones, though. Go ahead, Tommy.
Oh, okay. We've got an email question here on a washing machine problem. A fellow says, yesterday I went to wash a load of towels on a Kenmore heavy-duty washer and turned the dial to the position where it should start filling the tub, but all I could get out of it was a hum.
Okay.
So I pushed in the knob and turned it to a different position, and it started the spinning cycle.
Yep.
I turned it a little more, and it started what I assume was the rinse cycle. So as far as I can guess, I'm having a problem with cycle one, where it fills the wash tub before it starts the agitation cycle. Does anyone have any experience solving this problem? The last time I had someone out to work on my washing machine, it cost me well over $100 just to replace some dogs in the machine. This comes from Bryce.
I wonder when he was on the rinse cycle, did he get water? He doesn't say, does he?
He doesn't say, no, sir.
Because if he gets water, then my theory's shot. You know,
I'm thinking the same thing. If the little screen is stopped up,
or the relay isn't, like the dishwasher's not opening.
Yeah.
solenoid maybe messed up to open
Yeah, there's
the
two
valves.
It's either that solenoid, the intake that lets the whole water come in, or he could have a clogged line. But normally when you, that happens, it's the hot water side, and you can still hear some water trying to run in there really slow. I had that problem on Allendale all the time. Just because they were working on the water line,
the screen would stop up.
But if you're not if you're not getting any water, then it's going to be that.
Then it's that relay.
It's
and
that
if
old
it,
timer thing, isn't it? Isn't that about
probably
they,
so?
I mean, don't they have to replace kind of the whole thing,
Donald?
Yeah, I think they do. I think they.
Yeah,
kinda,
I don't
that's
know
the
if that,
problem.
Well, now, there was a response to that on
okay.
the list.
Okay. Well, tell us where we're...
And Bob says the hum that you hear is a solenoid valve that allows the water valve to open. Now, providing the water is turned on and the valve is working, the inlet screen on the valve could be blocked.
Right.
They do need to be cleaned from time to time if work is done on old water lines in an area close to you. And I'm not sure what he's saying, trying to say here, but it says the SEL, S-E-L valve, magnetically picks up. What is he trying to tell us there? A small plunger to equalize water pressure and allow the valve to open and let water in. They're quite simple to repair or replace, Bob.
Well, this boy knows a lot more about washing machines than I do.
If they're simple to replace, then you know, of course, any time you have to call the repairman, it's going to cost you $55 or $60 just to get him there.
Oh, sure.
Well, yeah,
yeah,
and you can't blame them. I mean, they got a minimum that they got, you know.
Yeah.
They got
to. So, but I've never repaired one myself, so.
They do have to make a living. That's
I never have either. I'd call Bob. Who's that? Bob?
That's
Bob who? Bob
Chili Blind Man Bob.
Chili Blind Man Bob. Yeah. Oh, we've had him on.
Yeah. But it could be, they could be as simple maybe as the ice maker thing. If it's easy to get to, maybe
I'd sure clean the screen first.
Yeah, I would try that.
You know, I'd try that first. And if of course, if you get to the screen, then you're to the solenoid. I mean, then you're to the thing that you may need to replace. So it may be two screws and a couple of wires. Who knows? You know, it'd be worth looking at. I just, I never have worked on washing machines. I've had dryer part three or four times.
I never had that problem either with a washer.
But I've never, usually washers either work or don't. But I'd check that. That'd be the first thing to do would be assuming that the screen is clogged up.
All right, I'd clean the screen.
Tommy?
Okay, hi gang, Mary Beth here. I would really like to change out our light over the bathroom sink. I would like to put in a fluorescent light. I could use some ideas with this. Thanks, Mary Beth, and Sunset.
Sunset.
That's certainly not a big deal. There's a box up. I mean, just, you know, take the light apart. There'll be some screws in the light. Take it apart until you have only the box left. Go to Home Depot. We have to plug Home Depot because they're...
We sure do.
They're going to be at our show. In fact, they may have some things for us, some free gifts for us at our November gathering. We're talking about that. Anyway, you get down to the box and go buy your fluorescent light and put it up there. There'll be three wires, and it'll be, you know, what you do will be pretty obvious the way the wires go. And if you get them backwards, it'll work anyway.
Yeah, don't know which sink she's talking about, bathroom or kitchen, and don't know whether we're talking ceiling mount or wall mount. But either way, is you take the old fixture down, and then you're to your electrical outlet. Because always remember, turn off the electricity.
That's right.
And
yeah,
turn that breaker off.
And then, in any light fixture you buy, you're probably going to have a back part that you mount first. Or you'll have a bracket that goes in that box. And you may, even if it's a long fluorescent, say a 4 foot or even a 3 foot, you're probably going to have to go on each side of that box and put some mounting screws or molly bolts or something in the sheetrock, depending on how it says to mount. And then there again, you've got two wires and a ground. And it doesn't make much
and
difference.
And even if you get the two hot wires backwards, it'll work anyway.
And
it'll,
so that's not a very difficult task.
But remember, if you're totally blind, you may not know this. I only know it because someone told me. All fluorescent lights are not equal. Some are pretty, and some are meant to be put in your shop. So, you know, if you're going to put one in your kitchen or your bathroom, you need to find out if it's a... You know, if it's a nice looking one, because you might end up with one of those
the old industrial.
Well, I did. I bought one, put it in the playroom over there on North Street, and you know, next person that came by went, "Wow, Phil, that's ugly." You know, hell, I didn't know. I thought this all alike. You know, I just said, I want a fluorescent light. Yes, sir, Mr. Parr. We'll tell you one.
He thought they were talking about one of his wives.
I've got one we put up in the one of the bedrooms there in the house, and we connected everything right and everything. The problem I'm having with it is that two of the bulbs, it's got four bulbs in it.
Uh-huh.
Two of the bulbs will come on, the two center bulbs will come on, and the two outside bulbs will not come on all the time. They do sometimes, but not all the time. Now, what's happening?
Well, I don't know. Usually replace the ballast, and that'll solve that problem.
Well, it was new.
But if it's a new light.
I have no idea. I'd clean the ends. Have you done that?
Has anybody gotten up there and twisted a bulb see if they're not?
Have you changed positions? Have you put bulbs?
We've done that also.
You moved them around, changed the bulbs.
It's still the same two center ones burn?
Yeah, the same two centers. And it's strange because sometimes all four of them will come on real quick, and then other times just the two center ones. And the two outside ones never come on.
Well, I thought fluorescent bulbs were wired in series.
I did too.
And you know, you go from the one end of the inside one to the other end of the inside one, then to the outside on that same end. And I thought that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I thought they would work in pairs.
It would be strange that the two inside ones would be wired together and the two outside ones. That'd be a weird way to.
Have you changed bulbs?
Yes.
Just completely
we've
new?
Moved them around. Yes, we've moved them around.
So it isn't the bulbs.
No. No, because I've seen all four of them working.
I'd start by cleaning those end things on the outside, but usually when a fluorescent light doesn't work or doesn't come on immediately, the immediate thing you think of is change the ballast. Am I right, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, these new ballasts I bought all new ballasts. I bought new ballasts for the garage. I don't know how it's my fault that the lights don't work. I don't know how that happened, but it is. Now, the garage light just won't come on. I mean, you stand there and flip it three or four times, and she'll look at me going, I don't know why it come on, but it's your fault. I've got new ballast, but I haven't put them in because Leonard, this guy that sold them to me, said they're a little different and they're a little tricky to put in, but they're supposed to last forever. This is supposed to be the last time you buy ballast. And the new bulbs they make are smaller, but they claim they put out more light.
Really?
And he told me, this is Leonard Peterson, who works for Elliott Electric here in town. He said, do you turn that kitchen light off and on? And I said, no, I usually leave it on. And he said, well, you'd save money with these new bulbs and new ballast if you just left it on.
Oh.
So I don't know. We need to have him on the show.
We sure do. Yeah.
I mean, tell me why I'd save money. Because Luann would love that. I told her the other night she could have saved a hell of a lot of money in this house if you just hadn't put any light switches in. You never use them.
You'd just leave them on all the time.
Because she does. Yeah. She does. I go through the house every morning when she goes to work and turn the lights off. If I didn't, she never listened
they'd
to
it. Stay on all the time.
That's why he's so brave.
Well,
he's never brave.
He is a nervous
I am. She's not going to Houston either.
Just a while ago, he was talking about he hoped he lived through the winter.
I hope I live through the winter. I don't care how bad the weather is.
I'm going to send her a copy of this show.
I don't care how bad the weather is. I just hope I live to see it.
He was stepping out, wasn't he?
Anyway, she. I was, wasn't it?
Send a copy to the office.
You wouldn't dare, would you?
Well, I'll tell you what, though. When you look at a fluorescent light and mine are about 4 feet long.
Yeah.
And the light that they give off compared to the regular light.
Is much better, yes.
Is much better, but and you would think they would be using more power. But
I need to do something in here one of these
using
days.
Less power.
Maybe this winter we'll get around to putting up some other, because there's another circuit up there in the ceiling and a switch that just does nothing. I mean, over there by the door, there's a switch that does nothing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they left a wire up there, I guess, for another light. What I'd like to do is take this light kit off this ceiling fan, leave that, and put a big fluorescent light over your head, and then put another big one up here.
I was told that the new ones would not create the hum that the old ones
they don't.
Do.
They don't.
That's a definite improvement.
Well, that's a definite improvement unless you want to tune your guitar. It's always a B flat. You know that.
But now with your big board that I'm sitting behind now, you were getting a hum on the old fluorescent, right?
Huh?
Didn't you say you have tried fluorescent lighting around the board before?
I've tried fluorescent lights in studios, and you can't use them. The old ones, you can't, because it's... Let's see how close I came to B-flat. Hello, 1, 2.
Hello, 1, 2, 3, 4. B-flat is what we're looking for.
I bet I missed it.
Here we go. I hit it on the money.
Really?
Close.
I hit it on the money.
Pretty close for a blind guy. Okay.
I think this game is rigged. What's the deal?
I did not. Well, he's been practicing this, sitting here.
Not. Well, you know, okay. What I would do, too, though, before I did that, is go to that. There was several lighting companies here in Lufkin, I mean, that... And get somebody, you know, they make all kind of neat bright lights, for, yeah. Especially for, like, if you want to spot a certain area.
You talking about in here?
Yeah.
I thought about some track light. I saw a little three-panel track light yeah. That would be beautiful.
That'd
right
be
above.
That'd be great to be over the console.
That'd be good to be over the console.
And they make things they call, like, it's not like a bullseye, but it's something that'll focus on something, like the board.
It's shining right down on the board. That'd be cool.
And you need it if you're reading something. You really need it back here. Yeah.
Okay. I'll get it. I'll get it. You go to Lowe's and pick it out and get it, and I'll pay you for it.
Or better yet, go to Home Depot and pick it out.
Go to Home Depot and pick it out.
Hey, that's
tell
right.
them, Linda, just you go to Home Depot and pick out the kind of lights you want in here, and I'll pay for them. Okay.
You'll tote the note.
Okay. I'll tote the note, boy.
You'll tote the note, huh?
All right. Who is our erstwhile guest? Oh, man.
Dr. Lee A. Stone
in his pool, drinking beer and having a big time. We'll have him on in just a minute. More of the Blind Handyman Show. Hang on. Be right back.
We'll arrive Friday, November 5th at the Sheraton on JFK Boulevard. Saturday, we'll spend the day talking about issues related to blindness. Then Saturday night, it's on to live music and karaoke. Sunday morning at 11 a.m., we'll record our 100th Blind Handyman Show. And we've got something special planned for Sunday afternoon. Then Sunday night, it's more live music and karaoke. A great time to meet old friends and make new ones. For more information, call 936-634-9500 or email philparr@txucon.net. We'll see you in Houston in November. We promise you a great hotel, a good time, and perfect weather. Call 936-634-9500 or email philparr@txucon.net.
Listening to the Blind Handyman, the talk of the blind community. Our email address is blindhandyman@hotmail.com. If you would like to be a part of the show, leave us a phone number and we will contact you soon. Now here's more of today's show with Phil Parr.
Oh, good heavens. Little noises there. Well, here in our beautiful studios that are not lighted quite as well as they ought to be, we have...
Now.
You can do your act. Sing your Tom T. Hall song now. Hello.
Tom T. Hall?
Sing your Tom T. Hall song.
My beer drinking song.
Okay. There it is, right there, huh? Tom T. Hall.
Beer.
So,
beer. It makes me feel very good, fellow. I love beer. Let me turn that down. You're paying for a commercial here.
Who booked this guy? How are you, Lee? What's going on?
Surprise.
How are you?
You don't have that T-H-O-M there, do you?
Wait, I don't have that what?
You don't have that T-H-O-M down there, do you?
I don't have that one. I have Tom, T-O-M.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Lee Stone. Is that right? How are you?
Fantastic.
Well, good.
Just sitting here by the pool. We've got our brushes ready. We're ready for a demonstration how to take care of your pool.
All right. Well, we're ready for you to give it to us.
We cannot maintain mermaids. We don't have that pleasure today. But, however, We can keep your pool water clean. We can keep it soft so the ladies are happy.
Well, that's good. By the way, are you coming to Houston?
I'm planning on it. As a matter of fact, I can't tell you right now, but as a young couple in California asked me to, well, sleep with them. You know what I mean.
I know. To room with them?
To room with them. Thank you.
Is that right? Do I know them?
Oh yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But you can't give us their names right
now.
Well,
the husband plays a guitar, and she just drives all over the place.
Is that right? Are they coming?
I sure hope so.
Well, boy, I do, too. I do, too. I'd love for them to... I sent her a message or two this morning, Felix and Janet.
I don't want you to get the wrong idea. I don't sleep around. I do pools. I don't sleep around. But for something like this going to Houston, I'd be glad to, you know... Wherever I can find three squares in a cot,
well,
that'll be it.
That's pretty much it. All right. Well, tell us about your pool and how you maintain it.
I got to tell you, I happen to be lucky because this is a round pool. And I don't know how, like, Phil has said he has an in-ground pool with a,
yeah.
with a whatever. But this is so simple. Once you get it open, and again, we're here in the Northeast, so every year we drain down about 10,000 gallons of water.
Uh-huh.
This pool holds on an average of between 31 and 32,000 gallons. It's 33 feet across in any given place. But the key essential is I use an automatic chlorinator. Put 3-inch chlorine tablets in it. Load it up. Anybody can do it.
Uh-huh.
But the other key essential is instead of putting chemicals in to maintain the pH...
You put salt in.
No.
No. What do you put?
I'm not plugging Arm & Hammer. We ought to get Arm & Hammer to send you some bucks because I use their name a lot. I don't know if anybody else makes this stuff, but Arm & Hammer baking soda.
Arm & Hammer baking soda.
We buy it on sale during the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, you mix it up with you stick your mop bucket in the pool water, put a little water in there and the baking soda, swirl around and throw it in.
Uh-huh.
Now, how do I judge it? I just judge it by, I know at least twice a week I'm throwing it in there. I have my family once in a while actually stick a tape in there.
Well, look at it.
The ladies love it, gentlemen, because it keeps the water soft. You're not dumping chemicals in. And whether they're wearing a bathing suit or not, no matter whether they're wearing Long Johns, they're going to tell you that water is soft. It's all because of the baking soda.
You do use chlorine, though.
Oh, yeah.
You use chlorine tablets.
Lots of chlorine tablets.
Chlorine tablets.
Yeah, chlorine tablets. And baking soda is the other ingredients that you use.
That's the key ingredient.
Instead of acid.
Right. It maintains the pH. So instead of throwing any other liquid chemicals in, which you can buy in the store.
Sure.
When we first started this pool, I think we had probably had 5 bottles of chemicals on the shelf. They were all confusing to me.
Yeah.
We're gone.
Yeah.
I learned from somebody else. And actually, somebody can, I don't have the number right here in front of me, but Arm & Hammer actually provides, I don't know if they have it in Braille now, but a booklet. I haven't read the booklet. Don't need to read the booklet. But I'm here to tell you. It makes your pool water soft.
Shaw, what do you think?
I think it'd be great for you guys down there in Texas because you can use your pool a whole lot longer than I can use mine.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Lee. We're kind of lucky here in Lufkin, actually, because we naturally just have really soft water here to start with, so we're good there. I've used the baking soda before, and it works good. It works real good. I tell you another thing, a little secret here. If you need to raise your pH in your pool, if you'll go down to your grocery store and get a large box of 20 Mutine Borax, it does the same thing for about half of the price as the pH Increaser Plus that you buy at the pool store. It works really well.
Yeah.
And, in fact, it'll maintain the pH level higher longer than what the pH Plus that you buy at the pool store will.
And I would give anything in the world if someone would make a chemical reader for a pool where I could read where I could put something down in the pool and it would tell me what the pH was. An audible reader because I'm always a day late and a dollar short. The pool will get green. It'll be green for a day or two, and then someone that can see will walk out in the backyard and go, "Oh, the pool's green." Well, I didn't know that, you know.
Yeah.
And this summer, with all this rain, we have just used an immense amount of chlorine because we've had, you know, constant rain.
We've done the same thing. I've adjusted the chlorinator up to a high flow, but then we've reduced it again. But there was a time when we, twice actually, we had to drain some water off because it was just running out.
Yeah, just you've had a lot of rain, too.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you're
no complaints. There is no drought in the Northeast.
You're in Pennsylvania?
No, New York State.
New York State. So you're
paying the high taxes.
You're not going to fly with Boop and that bunch that's coming down.
We may be picking them up along the way. I'm trying to work a little better deal with Southwest, and I'll plug them too because I tell them I want to rub my mouth. They can take my picture of me and my folding cane. I'll grab hold and shake the hands of the pilot. I want a reduced rate.
Well, Dale had talked
about the high price of cocktails on a plane. You know, I've never paid for a drink, and I've been flying for years. But what I normally do is I express my interest at being at such a high altitude after we've gotten there, and I stir up a few other passengers, and I start singing something like Amazing Grace and Oh, God, Save Me. I've asked folks if they could
and they give you your drinks.
Oh, yeah, because they want to shut me up.
Well, you know, some of us have pride. It's obvious that you don't. But
don't at all. My mother always out of eight children, I'm the one with the mouth. But
well, your brother doesn't do bad. We've met him.
No. He's not related time, but he does seem a bit bashful. But
he's not coming. He's decided not to join us.
No, he's just getting his job back. He works for one of them travel clubs there. We don't want to plug too many companies.
That's all right. I don't mind. Who does he work for?
He works for AAA. We need to get them to give you some money, too.
That's fine. AAA. But he works on weekends, too, doesn't he?
He always works Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays to cover for other people so it throws some money in his pocket.
Yeah, well, you can't blame him for that.
Name of the game.
And he's just now, didn't he say something on the list about they'd changed computers and he wasn't able to work their new...
That's
but
just it.
Just yep. now and getting back to where he can work their computer.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's a new government program that they're enhancing or being involved in. They're tapping into AAA and many other different computers. Mandatory, that's what they're calling. As far as I'm concerned, it's another way for the government to milk money, but another way for that other computer company to sell you more gadgets. But he's working today to get that... dongle or whatever the heck they call it, hook back up.
But
doesn't
they,
even have time to get in the pool, even though we've got a good pH balance today.
Did the commission up there buy him this new computer setup that he's?
They funded a part of it, I believe.
Well, that's good.
Gene did an overnight delivery of some material from that other company down there in Florida. The one is has control.
Freedom Scientific.
Yeah.
They do.
I wouldn't mention their name because I wouldn't buy anything from them personally.
Well, if you're going to buy Jaws, you got to buy it from them. Nobody else sells it.
I don't use Jaws. I use Linux.
You use Linux.
And I can't describe all that to you. But
Linux has a speech engine of its own, don't they?
Oh, absolutely.
That's what I
heard that.
And you use Linux on a daily basis?
Yes, sir.
I'll be damned. I didn't know.
It's on this machine that I was just playing one of my favorite buddies there, Mr. Tom T. Hall.
So it's blind friendly enough for to be used, I guess. So you're total, aren't you?
They say I'm not because I can still see daylight and dark. But a boop wears something revealing, you know, I'm still not going to see it. Bob. Now, wait till you see Bob's outfit. He's got a plunging neckline that will just knock your socks off.
I'll bet he does.
I know we can't get too much in depth here. Because
we want to be pretty careful. Okay, you heard about the two guys walking up the aisle toward the cockpit with their seeing eye dogs, the two pilot and co-pilot. And you've heard this story, right?
Go ahead.
They got in the cabin, closed the door, started taxiing down the runway, and the runway ended in a big lake. And just before they got to the lake, people were hollering, stop, we're going to run. And one of these pilots said, one of these days they're going to forget to holler.
Now I'm going to get off the ground in time.
I wonder if Houston's going to pull out as many police for this gathering down there as they do have in New York City for the Republican convention there that they did in Boston. You know,
we had 100,000 protesters Sunday protesting the Republican convention, didn't they?
There's another guest I want to talk to you, Phil, about inviting. I don't know if she's
who is that?
Staff, but one of the greatest ladies I think that's in the Congress. Is your congresswoman, Sheila Jackson Lee.
Sheila Jackson Lee.
I have done some business with her office before when I worked for the federally funded ILC.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic when we were working on some Greyhound bus issues.
Are you being sarcastic or are you serious?
I'm serious.
Like her a lot. Yeah.
Oh, no, I do.
Well, good.
I've got to tell you, I couldn't get my own congressperson at that time to call me back, but she did. And I said to her staff person, I said, you know what? I'm blind, so I can travel on any transportation. But if my friends that use a wheelchair, they got to have a bus with a lift on it.
Uh-huh.
Now, I hear you folks down there in Texas, especially somebody that's in Congress, throw some pretty nice barbecues. Now, I'd feel real terrible if I couldn't get all my friends down there. Get us a lift on the bus. Well, she just jumped right in there and helped back it.
Maybe we get her to come to our gathering and talk to us in November. Won't you call her and ask her?
I will.
Call her and ask. We'd be happy. She said, we'll be in Houston, and so will she.
Well, yeah. frankly, it's what she says all the time.
Well,
frankly, she's probably not available.
Frankly, she might want to come talk to a bunch of old blind.
That's right. You know, it's an election year, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you call her and ask her. We'll be happy to have her. We'll make a place for her like we don't have
a
place.
I'm going to tell her we're going to have cowboy whips, cowboy hats, circus souvenirs, and good information on maintaining your pool. Golly.
Hey, what a deal.
By blind, handy persons.
We need to give him a show, don't we?
We do.
What a deal. Baking soda in your pool. I got to try it. Will my wife go for that? I'm not sure she will or not.
Sure she will.
I don't know whether she will or not.
If your wife gets in the pool after it's had a soda treatment and she finds out her skin feels soft and supple, you're going to get more than a nice reaction at the dinner table. I want to tell you, you might get a free ride to the airport.
Well, it is September 1st, and traditionally we stop swimming on September 1st because the pool temperature gets too cold to swim.
Really?
Yeah, in an in-ground pool. So it looks pretty bad right now, but I don't give a damn. It can look like it wants to.
It's the end of the line.
It's the end of the line for swimming. Those kids swam. Tiffany and those grandchildren stayed in the pool half the weekend, but it's over. Yeah,
what are you saying, Phil? We're all leaving the airport in the Sheraton after this is over with, and on Tuesday we can come to your house?
You can come to my house right now.
Fantastic.
You can come to my house right now. I'd like to figure out a way to have one in Lufkin. I can't do it because there's no flight service here. But if I could figure out a way to do it, we'd have it in Lufkin next year. I can't, because I'd love for everybody to come to the studio and I would love that. That'd be great. But
if we can get everybody to the airport at the same time, we can get a bigger shuttle bus, just say, all aboard.
To drive us all to Lufkin?
Uh-huh.
We might look at that and rent a Holiday Inn or something next. Let's see how this one goes. If the first one is going to be the toughest. Once we've done it once, then we'll know a little more about it.
Well, the next year you're going to call it the second annual.
Second annual. We just need people. Is all we need is we just don't have enough. We don't have enough people coming yet. Is the only problem. We'd like to have 30, 40 people, and we haven't got but about 20. So, we just need more folks.
Well, put my name down. Now we got 21.
Well, of course, I was counting you as one of the 20. Of course, we're 10 weeks out when you think about it. We still weeks to work on this thing.
We got Janet and Felix coming from California.
Now, is that pretty definite? Have you talked to them?
Well, I think so. I got to call them up, too. They're taking off of Utah today, but when she gets back, gets rested up, I'm quite sure that's a done deal.
Yeah, I would sure like her to come. I sent him a message and kind of explained that what the jam session situation would be. I hope that didn't upset him or anything. I'm a quiet player, and I assume John Justice is, too. I'm too old to play very loud.
Well, I'm there too.
We know. Right.
Yeah.
What timing?
Green Acres is a place to be. Go away.
Green Acres.
You won't be singing any of the.
Not at all. All right. You're gonna block
me out. Sing.
You record that tape in Houston. Houston in November is the place to be. Go away.
We could let you sing some karaoke. We have a karaoke set up there.
There you go. And a promise to keep it clean.
Do you know the words to I Like Beer?
I know most of them. Matter of fact, I got it here in my
learn
CD.
It. Yeah, we noticed that you had it there.
We will rehearse that.
You learn the words to it, and we know the chords to it, and we'll just that'll be your song. You can sing that.
They'll play it
Saturday night. We'll. I don't have a karaoke version of it, but we can play. I know the chords to it. I've heard it a time or two.
So, actually, The song is quite true because it says something about my vodka makes my mouth run. Well, it does it, Dad. I got witnesses. But
well, if it did it any more than beer, we'd be in a terrible shape, wouldn't we?
Oh, gosh.
you made up for all the guests that didn't talk much.
That's it.
You did. You know, I tried a chlorinator
When I get tongue tied, it's going to be the day that the Undertaker slips the last needle in. Hope that's going to have just a tad bit of some homemade hooch in there.
Give you a toe tag. I bought a chlorinator, and I never could get it to work right. You've had better luck with them than I did, right?
I don't understand. What do you mean? Doesn't work right there?
Well, I couldn't. I don't know. I never could get it to do. I never could keep the pool in balance with it. It never did. Just never did do to suit me.
How big is your pool?
It's 18 by how much? 36.
34, okay, 36.
So it's a big pool.
I would think experiment. Like, on most automatic chlorinators, there's a little just a little button down on the side. You flip it up one, two, or three. So you want to put it on three, which is the high flow.
Yeah.
Hey, it's better to have too much chlorine and not enough, and then you could keep adjusting it down.
Well, it's gone now. I mean, I no longer have it. I think I sold it to somebody. But we tried it for 3 or 4 years. The problem with my pool is I can't see it, and I don't know what shape it's in. That's the problem with my pool.
Uh-huh.
And I sometimes get told a little late. Of course, you know, we was talking a while ago, I don't know how the light's got to be my fault. Why did the pool... I never got in the pool this year. Once. Not even once.
That's amazing.
Pool. But I put the chemicals in it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Person.
My neighbors will tell you I've been in the pool too much and too late. But you know what? It's too bad they don't have a decent attitude. They're like that other guy that's on the list there. You know, I tell you, you give that guy a bowl of soup, he'd still complain.
Now, what other guy? Who's he talking about?
The guy that never lets his wife talk on the list.
That never lets his wife talk. You're talking about John Justice?
No, Tom.
Tom, who spells his name different than
the rest of that has a blind wife she's never on the list.
C-H-O-M.
Yeah, I mean, you never see a post from her, but you see little blurbs from him all the time.
Yeah,
But I've never seen anything from her.
He needs a good dose of prune juice and he'll feel a lot better.
Well, I think he may be lying about having a blind wife. What do you think?
That could be.
You never know.
But anyway, if you're not on the list, you ought to. The list we're talking about is the Blind Like Me list. It has become the most popular list, and it is, if you want to be on it, it's just blindlikeme-subscribe@yahoogroups.com.
That's right.
And we'll put you on the list. And it's just a silly list. I mean, all we do is BS. That's all we do on the list. It's nothing.
A lot of BS.
Yeah, and you'll learn. Occasionally, someone will send a good article about blind people, but it's just a BS list. Yeah, but it's a lot of fun. I read it all, everything it's posted every day.
We talk about everything from bunny slippers to lawyers.
We do. It's just there. Sometimes people post jokes on it, and then we keep some sort of discussion or some sort of thing that we think's funny running all the time. And it doesn't develop that many, maybe 50 messages a day. And you know, if you don't want them, just push select them and delete them. You don't have to read them.
There's a lady that's on our list. I'd like to get her up here but that's a lot of money to spend for a jewel from down in New Zealand.
That'd be wonderful, wouldn't it?
Yeah, wouldn't that be neat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And all her dogs you were just talking about recently are self-trained.
Well, I'd like to do her on one of the shows, but I can't figure out how to call her.
That's the deal, isn't it?
Yeah, I could afford it. You can get... Luann says you can get some overseas minutes on calling cards. But I've never have done that, so I need to. Jewel's been on that on both lists, I think.
Oh yeah, she has a long time. She's been on a long time.
List, so we need to. We need to do.
Actually, there's some better programs on the other end. Like I have a lady that calls me, a place that I'm going to be going hopefully before the first year down in South America. She calls me after 11 o'clock at night, my time, and it's 3 cents a minute. That's pretty cheap.
It sure is.
Well, that would be cheap enough. What are you talking about? Going to South America? What's the deal there?
There's some people I've done some business with in the past through my little company. Her husband is a adjunct professor up at Harvard University, and she just retired from a called Gender Health. It's a traveling nursing program through the Americas.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I got hooked up with her, she found my original website, and she's helped supporting a new blind group down in just outside of Bogota, which is in Colombia, South America. And she has done a lot of fantastic things. She has got actually got some grant money and got some people from up there at Perkins who are going to be going to Colombia to teach people for the first time ever to use a Perkins-type brailler.
Yeah.
Perkins brailler. Exchanging some funding and some, and they're going to do like a train-the-trainer program.
Okay, I got you.
There's not a guide dog down there. Now, I'm going down with a cane only for the simple reason I'm not using a dog right now, but this is another country who is coming out of the backwoods doing very good, but there's still a lot of people believe down there that people with a cane should be in a mental hospital or locked up someplace.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Well, you're not helping any, you know.
Well,
I'm sorry, I couldn't pass a cheap laugh, Lee. Come on.
I'm going to get down there and sing, I like beer.
Is this lady blind that you were talking about?
No.
Oh, she can. She's a sighted lady.
No, but well, she had a cousin who passed away.
Okay.
That's a whole different story I'll tell you off the regular program, but she got a real interest because of the way he was treated, you know.
Yeah.
Tell me what you do in New York. Tell me what you do in the United States.
And this is a cousin of hers who passed away that was blind.
Oh, yeah. She just wants to see a difference.
Is Colombia her home country? Is that?
Yes.
Okay, I think we missed it. Okay, that's... Yeah,
yeah that, she might make me a good guest on Blind Like Me.
No kidding.
My wife is a VI teacher and an orientation and mobility instructor. And she just retired after 34 years of teaching in the public schools. And we've talked about going to the Peace Corps in Central and South America to work with blind people.
I can hook you up with her. Her name is Luz Helena Martinez.
Okay. I'll get you off the program. I'll get your email. I'd like to... I'll give you a phone call. I'd like to talk with you.
Yeah, she single-handedly started. There's a program. Actually, the other program she's working with is a program started by President Jack Kennedy many years ago, which interacts American cities with South American cities. It just happens that Boston,
right,
and the sister city is, I believe, it's either Medellin or Bogota. And some funding from that may help this other program she's working in. But she's working as a volunteer. She takes no salary. And they've been looking for donated canes and slates, anything that people can donate. You know, everybody's got a second or third cane or something laying around.
Right.
She's done fantastic things, and it's just very interesting how she took an interest because of what tragically happened to her cousin.
Her cousin, yeah.
Can you believe this gentleman went instantly blind because of an operation, and the people in the hospital panicked, and they put him in a mental hospital. And there he died.
Man, I can believe an instantly blind. I think the mental hospital thing, that's scary.
Well, because he acted out in rage. I mean, I was lucky. I lost my sight over years, and I do know one other person who, because of an operation, lost their sight. You know, they went to sleep. They could see when they woke up. They were blind. I think I would go bananas too.
Well, we did this guy in the valley. Been three or four blind like me's ago. That
sure
this
is.
Doctor,
yes.
This doctor, when he drove to the office and when he left, he couldn't see.
Is that right?
And the doctor said, "Well, tomorrow it'll be all right." And of course, it never was. He's never seen again. I did a guy in over the weekend in Canada, Julian Pelletier, who was his father was an alcoholic, his mother was bipolar. And at age 16, they tried to put him in a mental institution because they just didn't know what to do with him. This was, many years ago, back in the early 50s. They had no idea. But he ended up with several degrees, and we'll let him tell his story.
You know, back on this subject, to belabor it, you just talked about the lady from South America and the work she's doing because of the cousin. Do you know, actually, the institution where Louis Braille finished and later became a teacher was started by a sighted person in France, like in the 1780, because he saw a bunch of blind people that were being abused as beggars.
Yeah.
I mean, they were being, and he couldn't stand it. There was no dignity. And he said, these people have a dignity. And so he started the education program.
Yeah. Well, sir, we're going to go, Lee, and... it's been, as usual, a delight talking to you.
Hello. Houston, Houston, it's a go. I like
Houston,
that, Bill.
Man, I'll tell you this. Houston. I'm happy. I'm very pleased that you're coming. I'm looking forward to meeting you, sir, and having a cold beer with you.
Well, I'm hoping one. If I could just get my schedule right, I'd like to be there on a Thursday, because I know you gentlemen all have this serious meeting in a particular place on a Thursday. I just need to get there. There's got to be a cab driver that knows one of you down there. Say, take me to where they're having this serious.
Actually, it's on Tuesday.
It's
now.
It's on Tuesday now.
We do it on Tuesday now. But you're welcome anytime, sir. And we appreciate you. And we'll try that. We'll try that bacon soda trick. And thank you very much,
gentlemen. You have a great day.
See you.
All right, Lee.
Lee A. Stone, our guest, be with us in November in Houston, Texas, and y'all come. We'll be back in just a minute. More of the Blind Andy Man Show. Hang on.
On November 7th, 2004, in Houston, Texas, we'll record our 100th Blind Handyman Show, and you are invited to the celebration. We'll arrive Friday, November 5th, at the Sheraton on JFK Boulevard. Saturday, we'll spend the day talking about issues related to blindness. Then Saturday night, it's on to live music and karaoke. Sunday morning at 11 a.m., we'll record our 100th Blind Handyman Show, and we've got something special planned for Sunday afternoon. Then Sunday night, it's more live music and karaoke. A great time to meet old friends and make new ones. For more information, call 936-634-9500 or email philparr@txucon.net. We'll see you in Houston in November. We promise you a great hotel, a good time, and perfect weather. Call 936-634-9500 or email philparr@txucon.net.
To the Blind Handyman. If you have an idea for a topic or project you would like us to discuss, let us know at our address, blindhandyman@hotmail.com. Now, back to the show with Don Patterson.
Oh, you did. You dirty dog.
Dirty dog. He did. Shaw, you had a serious question that you wanted to ask.
Yeah, I just have a quick question here for you guys.
I'm sorry, Tom. I thought you came back to me. I seem to have lost the show.
You have lost control.
Don Shaw, yeah. I understand you had a question.
Quick question here for you guys.
That's why they call me the creator.
Perhaps, Shaw, if you were at... would ask it to the right person, it may get answered.
Okay, here's the deal. This question.
Square bottle. Let me look at that. Okay. You bowed out. All right, go ahead, Joe.
This question's for everybody, for the whole panel here.
All right.
I've got a wheel here on a. You know, we talked about these scooters here a while back. I'll call it an electric bike because that's what they call it.
Okay.
Anyway, the question is, if you have a small wheel, whether it be on a electric bike, a scooter, a wheelbarrow, just for whatever reason, a smaller type wheel that you can't get an air pump hooked over the valve to put air in the tire, does someone make either an L-shaped thing, an adapter, or a flexible hose adapter, or some kind of adapter to turn the corner or flex over to one side to allow you to put one end onto the tire valve and the other end onto the pump.
Since we interrupted you, Patterson, we'll let you answer the question.
Thank you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, Don Patterson, to answer the question.
I bet you already did. And now here's... Actually, Shaw, I don't know. No, that's not so. How about coming on straight on?
No, I don't have room. Can't. Right. That's the problem. Don't have room to come straight in.
So you're saying the air valve, is it a normal size like a tire?
Yeah,
a regular air valve.
It's not one of the little ones like on the bike. It's not. It's just a regular valve.
Okay, but you can't hit it straight on because you go down too far and you run into a brace or a...
No, it's just the opposite. The center of the wheel's in the way. There's not enough room to put the pump connection over the valve is the problem because of the center of the wheel.
Well, I mean, I have two air pumps, and neither one of them come. They are both kind of L shaped. But I mean, they come out of their hose and like come down like an L.
Mine's an L shaped too, but
you can't get in.
But the valve is kind of thick, and you got to flip this little handle, this little lever like thing over and across.
Right.
And there's not room to do that.
Let me show you mine when we get through. As we walk through the shop, remind me to let you look at the one I've got.
All right, let me ask you this, too. Is that a wheel cover that would pop off?
No, it can't. Can't take it off.
Well, somebody got to the valve and aired it up. Go ahead, Houston.
I'm going to have to look at it. I can't.
Yeah, I can't.
Are you talking about on your scooter that you have out here?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I'll have to look at it.
Look at it on the way out. Our wheelbarrow wheel, any kind of little wheel, I guess, could be the same deal where you don't have room to get the valve over it straight on
question. I've never had a wheel like that.
If there's
and
a flexible hose.
And those wheels on that scooter look big.
Big, except the back one has the motor. It's called a hub motor.
Yeah.
It's in the center of the wheel.
Yeah.
And there's not that much room between the center of the wheel and the outside diameter of the rim.
Can you reach, though, through the spokes from the other direction?
I tried that. And there's still not room.
Let's look at my deal when we get through, because mine'll fit it. Mine will do it. We'll just air it up.
Well, Donald, let me tell you this. There's probably, if you got on the online, there's probably 100 shows just like this one that you could have called.
To get the answer to that question.
So perhaps, I think there's a tire airing up show handyman blind guy.
Paul Abney would have the answer to that question. Somebody makes a flex hose that has a deal on the end of it.
You would think they would. You would think someone would make something like that.
Some sort of a deal that would have a... It seems like I saw a foot pump one time that had a flex hose.
The old pumps I used to see did have a flexible hose that, and instead of a little lever you flipped over, you screwed this hose onto the valve, and it was a flexible type hose-like thing. But
well, no, I'll tell you, you can still buy foot pumps. And that's exactly what they have, a screw-on.
That's what I could use. That's what I need. If
you
I
need
that,
a foot pump. Okay.
Except
Lowe's.
They make it in an adapter that's just like a flexible hose.
Lowe's or a bike shop sells it.
My thing that goes in my air compressor will do what he wants done.
All right.
I think it will. I really do. I guess we'll see.
We'll check it out here a little bit.
6 minutes. We have a few minutes. Now here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Don Patterson.
Not again.
One more time.
All right, you pesky varmints.
What were you going to talk about?
I was going to talk about the tool show. Maybe it's just because we live in a small town in East Texas. It's kind of like tent revivals, you know. And ever so often we get different things that come through town. And not too long ago, Expo Center or Civic Center?
Expo Center. Where was it?
Where what?
Is it the one out by the zoo or the one right up here?
Yeah, the one right up here.
Oh, it's Civic Center.
Civic Center.
Okay.
I think. We had the traveling tool show came to town. And I guess what I'd really like to comment on is the fact that a lot of their stuff is really good. And I don't know if it's really, and they sell, I mean, everything, like woodworking, table saws, miter saws, air compressors, jacks, hoists, winches.
All right, we're almost out of time. Tell them your story. Tell them what happened, you did.
Well, I mean, I bought an air compressor I thought was a great deal. 6 gallon, 2 horsepower, got little wheels, portable on it. $89, got the air compressor.
Sounds like a deal.
Okay, man, took it home, I was petting it, I was proud of it, and got the old mail the next day, and there was a flyer from Target, and they had it looked a whole lot like my air compressor.
Uh-huh.
Plus, they threw in a nail gun, and it was $83.
Did it have hose ends?
No, I don't know about that. No, that was extra.
Wait a minute. I thought they gave you hose ends with your air compressor.
No.
Oh, goodness.
I bought a set of air of... pneumatic tool
that had hose ends with it.
Yes, and the hose was separate. But anyway, I couldn't believe it. It started to remind me of Don Shaw that bought the scooter and then the motor went out and then he bought the motor, and then he found a scooter
for a better price. Kind of the same
motor.
Kind of deal. That's it.
And that's always going to happen.
It's always going to happen.
I mean, it's always, no matter what you buy.
Oh, yeah, a computer or anything. That
you're always going to be able to find, but you haven't even hooked, you haven't fired your air compressor up yet.
All of my hopes and dreams were dashed on Target's parking lot.
You haven't fired up the air compressor
I've
yet.
Never done it yet.
And the tool show's gone, so
I'll
you can't take it back.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Pat.
No.
I'll give you $50 for the air compressor you bought.
Oh, no. I love the air compressor.
Well, then you could take that $50 and add $32 and go to Target and buy you one of the nails.
No, I'm going to borrow your nail gun and hell with them.
That's the way it is. Well, I've got a framing gun,
that's
son.
The one I want.
I got a framing gun that'll hurt you. It'll shoot a nail in concrete that you won't even see the nail.
Well,
it'll be gone.
That's what I'm going to do.
Or into your knee.
Well, Don shot himself with a little gun.
Yeah, I understand you nailed Don to the facing of one of your doors one time.
That was
right?
Don did that.
Yeah, the little finishing nail gun. Nice.
It got him, didn't it?
But, man, the framing gun would be that could be a disaster.
Hmm.
What a deal.
Framing gun's got a safety on it. You got to be pushing it against something before it'll pop.
Right. It's like a stud gun.
It's like a stud. Yeah. It's same thing. All right, Don Patterson, thank you so much.
Yeah,
we're sorry that
loved
we
it.
Insulted you. Don Charles.
You just took over my program.
Yep.
I was introduced and you took it over.
Well, you didn't have anything. You didn't come. You have to be quick. Thanks, Tom Houston.
New York is where I'd rather stay.
I'm sick of eating hay.
What does it go? I forgot.
Green
we'll see you next week on the exciting Blind Handyman Chumfield Parr. I see said the blind man, he picked up his hammer and saw.
The Blind Handyman is produced by Out of Market Productions, 1604 Southwood Drive, Lufkin, Texas. Phone 936-634-9500.